Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Love of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn this morning, please, to John, Gospel account of John, the 13th chapter, John 13. We've been talking in Sunday mornings, as you know if you've been here, on the subject of the love of God. How many believe this to be a great subject? Yes. The love of God. Doesn't get much more important than this. God is love. So when you're talking about love, you're talking about God. Yes. Could you talk about God too much?
No.
Some people think so.
No.
They say, well, they just all time talking about God. It's God this and God that. And God did this and God did that. Well,
amen.
Yeah. And if you don't talk like that, then you ought to start. Because if you're not talking about that, you're probably talking about what you did.
Yeah.
What you thought. What you want. Something else that's not profitable.
Amen.
But let's read our text in John 13 again. And let's pray together and believe for utterance once we read this. Get into exactly what the Lord would have us to say and see and do this morning. John 13, verse 34. Jesus is speaking. John 13, 34. Says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. What is the commandment? Who gave it to us?
Jesus,
the Master, the Lord Jesus, the head of the church, gave us this commandment. What is it? That we love who? One another refers to your fellow Christian. Yeah, we're to love non-Christians and care about them, but that's not specifically what this said. This is a specific charge for you to love your fellow Christian, for your fellow Christian to love you, that you love one another. He was talking to his disciples, and we today are his disciples. As I have loved you. Now, that's how we're to love each other, like he loved us, that you also love one another. One another. Everybody say one another.
One another.
By this loving one another as he has loved us, shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one to another.
Amen.
So this is the bulk of our witness. You know, people are led to repentance not by preaching condemnation on them. If you'll notice, we have purpose not to preach condemnation in this church.
Amen.
Hmm? Well, purpose to. If I make a mistake and preach some, you'll hear me repent. I'm believing not to. I said, why you say it like that? Because there's been hundreds of years of traditional preaching that's been preached over us and put into our thinking. And people, even today, millions believe that the gospel message is, you're going to hell, you sinners.
Yeah.
Sorry, rascals, if you don't change, you're going to hell. Sinners? Well, gospel means good news.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're going to hell, you sinners. Is that good news?
No.
That's bad news.
Amen.
You're going to hell, that's bad news.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, then that, what is the good news? The good news is Jesus took our sins upon him.
Amen.
Amen. He was judged in our place for all of our sins.
Amen.
I've had people, you know, find out I was a minister and then act like they're embarrassed because they had a habit that they were doing around me. And I've looked at people before and said, hey, that's not the deal.
Right.
You know, people focus on peripheral stuff.
Yeah.
and not the real issue. The issue is a person's fellowship with God, their relationship with God, and their fellowship with God. If somebody's got a habit, there's no need harping about the habit. If somebody gets close to God and they get to walking close to God, those things will fall off. God will deal with them. And He'll give them the strength to deal with it. A lot of times people are doing stuff, they don't want to do it. They're sick of it themselves. But they can't seem to find the strength in themselves to deal with it. So if you're a member of the church here and part of the church here, let me just remind you, don't harp on people about habits. Don't preach against stuff. Don't preach against drinking. Don't preach against doing drugs. Don't preach against this stuff. Preach for something. Amen. Amen. Get to God. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Find out what He wants you to do. Serve Him. And you'll find when people get to doing this every day and night, this other stuff will fall off. And if you've had something you've dealt with that's embarrassing to you, don't stay away from church. Come to church. We won't condemn you. We'll love you. We won't say it's okay, but we won't bother you about it either. We just feed you till you get strong enough to get over it. Can you say amen?
Amen?
And if you know somebody that's been laying out because they're embarrassed, because they got into sin some way or another, well, you know, you don't run from God when you're having trouble. Come to God.
Amen.
He's the one, only one.
Hallelujah.
That can help you and get you out of this.
Amen.
No. So it's not about if you cuss or about if you smoked dope or about if you took a pill or about if you slept with somebody. These things, we're not saying they're okay. We're not saying they're good. But the big thing is, where's your heart?
Amen.
Where are you with God?
Yeah.
And we get that right, these other things are going to be right too.
Yeah.
How many know that to be so?
Hallelujah.
Amen. He said, by this is your witness, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples if you have love one to another. Well, love is not interested in condemning somebody. Love is not trying to fix the blame. Love wants to fix the problem.
Amen.
Help each other. And a huge part of Christianity is that, helping each other. We've seen this. Go over to the 15th chapter. 15 and verse 12. 15:12. This is my commandment. Jesus said that you what?
Love
one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Lay down his life. Sacrifice. Being a Christian means being a person of love. Being a Christian means being a person of service. Go with me, please, to the book of Galatians, and let's look at some things and begin to see what a central theme this is in the New Testament. Galatians 2:20, let's read first of all. Galatians 2:20. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and what? Gave himself for me. Now we're to love each other, right? That is the New Testament commandment. All the law and the prophets is summed up in this, that we love each other. How? As He loved and loves us. How did He love us? He loved us and He gave Himself for us. How did He love us? He loved us and He gave Himself for us. Why would you do that? Why would you give yourself? for somebody else because you love them more than you do yourself. Did you hear that? Oh, this is so important. Talking about the love of God. He said, if we, you know, he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But when you say that, it has this, I don't know, this unscriptural religious mentality with it. When people think about laying down their lives, they think, ah, yeah, whoo. I know, yeah, you probably should, but probably nobody really does. And Lord, help us. And next, let's hear something next. But no, as we talked last week, this is not a negative thing. Amen. It's not a negative thing. And if you do it, you don't do it mournfully.
That's right.
Remember what he said in 2 Corinthians 12? We looked at this last week. We said love does no harm. And we said, love gives. Right?
Yes.
Giving is the chief expression of love. The greatest expression of love is not saying you love somebody or saying you have feelings for somebody. The greatest expression of love is giving to them.
Amen.
Isn't that what Scripture says about the Lord? God so loved the world that He what?
Gave.
That He gave. And the Lord loved us so that He what? He gave. Can you see why the devil fights giving so much?
Yes.
Now don't get scared. I'm not getting ready to take up another offering. Though we ought to be open to it if the Lord led us to, right?
Yes.
But giving is not just something that you're to do once in a while when you're in church.
Amen.
Your giving is something that you are. God is love. Love gives. You're a love child of a love God. So you live to give. You love to give. You enjoy giving. If you don't, you're not walking with Him close like you should be. But now the selfish part of you being, the flesh that and part of your mind that hadn't been renewed, it wants to get. It's more interested in you giving to me. What you going to do for me? What are y'all going to do for me? That's how it thinks. Give me, give me, give me. But the love of God that's shed abroad in your heart is thinking about what can I give?
Amen.
I mean, when you get close to God, you'll go to your house and you'll pull out all your drawers and you'll go, what have I got in here I can give?
Amen.
You go get in your closet and go, what can I give?
Amen.
You go get in your garage and go, what can I give?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Love of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.